It's not often you get to land a spacecraft on another planet. In fact, in the past, 2 out of 3 spacecraft have failed in the attempt to do that sort of thing. So this spacecraft, Phoenix, reborn from a mission that did fail back in 1999, is now safely on the surface of Mars and operating and sending back first images.
What were the odds that it would land? I understand its last few minutes were very hair-raising.
Certainly. You're approaching Mars at about 23,000 kilometres per hour, and you're trying to get down to the surface to land softly on the surface of Mars in just 7 minutes. And it's really what the engineers call the 7 minutes of terror, making sure that they can get everything to work perfectly, pre-programming the spacecraft to enter the atmosphere, to line itself up correctly, for the heat shield to survive temperatures of over 1,500 degrees Celsius, to race down, deploy parachutes, release the heat shield, put out the lander legs for the spacecraft, to have radar and cameras tell you about how fast the surface is approaching, for timers to switch on, to then drop the spacecraft when it reaches a kilometre above the ground, plummet towards the surface, fire 12 pulse rocket engines to stabilise it, pirouette it around to be able to line up on an east-west alignment for its solar panels, and then gently touch down on the surface of Mars. It's not easy.
And I understand that Canberra, the station in Canberra, you've played a big role in this too.
Yeah, of course, our station is part of NASA's Deep Space Network, one of only 3 places here in the world that provides communication to all the spacecraft out across the solar system. So we have here, California and Spain, of course, provide a communication link to this spacecraft. The entry, descent and landing this morning went through our station in California, but as the other orbiting spacecraft around Mars started relaying back the science information, all the pictures, that was all streaming back through our station here in Canberra.
What are the photos like?
Well, it's showing a place on Mars that we've certainly never been before. Where we've landed is up near the northern polar regions of Mars. So we've landed in, say, the equivalent of a dry valley that you might find in Antarctica, or perhaps in northern Alaska, Canada sort of regions, these sorts of interesting cracked surface that has been frozen and thawed over millions and millions of years, creating these weird polygonal sort of cracked features on the surface. To a lot of people, lay people, it may look like the typically red, rocky-strewn terrain that we've seen previously on Mars, but to, you know, you look at them for a while and you realise, no, this is different. This is not a place where maybe there's been a flood in the past. This is a place where there have been ice glaciers and ice cap covering this region, where water ice exists just a few centimetres below the surface. And it's in that water ice layer that the Phoenix spacecraft plans to dig, bring up samples and study that water ice to see if there's any signs of life.
Is this a really big coup for Canberra to have these images coming through?
Well, in a way, yes and no. It's part of our regular sort of tracking. But when you're landing on a new place for the very first time, seeing something that nobody's ever seen before, that's very exciting in itself. So we have sort of it's a bit of a funny saying, we call it professional excitement about what seeing these sorts of things happening and knowing that you're playing a part in history, you know, learning about another world and seeing a new place for the very first time. It's the thrill of exploration.
And because it has taken a very long time to get to this stage.
Well, it has. This has been a 10-month journey to get to Mars, but for the mission scientists, it's been more than a 10-year journey. Of course, Phoenix risen from the ashes, literally, of the Mars Polar Lander mission, which crashed in 1999, and they've been working on that mission for many years beforehand. So, they've had a long time waiting to get this spacecraft down there and doing its work. So I don't think anybody today could be more proud than, you know, the people at NASA and the University of Arizona, and really the pride in the role that we've played here in Canberra. A great team of men and women, an all-Australian team, the best in the world at what they do, engineers, technicians, spacecraft communication people. Of course, the station, looked after by the CSIRO on behalf of NASA, along with Raytheon Australia, ensuring that we get all these wonderful pictures and get to share them with the entire world.
How long will it be up there now, and how long will it be sending back pictures for?
The spacecraft will be operating on the surface of Mars for a nominal mission of 90 days. So we have 3 months of operational time. But there's some speculation already that the spacecraft is in such good health that it could be safely operating on the surface of Mars for up to 5 months. But eventually, this mission will come to an end. And the thing that will kill it will essentially be the ice cap returning. snow and ice, you know, CO2 ice from the Martian ice cap approaching the area and covering the landing site and consequently the Phoenix spacecraft burying in a glacier. So that will definitely bring the mission to an end.
Well, Glenn, it sounds like a very exciting time in space travel and exploration out there. Thanks so much for your time today.
No problem. And look, everybody should join with us. Check on the internet just at nasa.gov and see the very latest pictures from Mars.